was there quite early, 6 o'clock, for what was a pretty hard day anyway, doing rehearsals for Mike, and which obviously included his brother Matthew. Now, we had a break, it was about a 40-minute break, which we needed the calm our nerves, and ideally we just went for a cup of tried to go for a cup of coffee. Now, two of the lads went up, come back down and said, well, we've just been refused, and basically me, Matthew, obviously Mike's brother, and two other lads just couldn't believe it. So we tried as well, and you just can't get in. Well, the two lads who were basically it was said, you're not coming, you can't come in. You're in fatigues, and we won't serve you. And it was just like it was a sort of numb feeling. And you what can you do? You just go and. And that was it. It was just disgust, really. Absolute disgust. We just went in there, cup of coffee, and that was it. Settle our nerves, and off we wanted to go. But no, apparently not. I mean, why are you not allowed in just because you're in uniform? Just because you serve your country, you're wearing a uniform with pride. And to be honest, I'm not too sure if they knew what was happening that day. And sooner enough in the day, I think they found out exactly what was happening.
No,
the weird thing is we was with Matthew, Michael's brother, as well. And
yeah.
We want to calm his nerves, and it just made things a little bit worse, which we didn't want. Can I just say though, just down the road from the cathedral, I think it's called the Britannia Pub. We went in there with Matthew. There was about six of us. Went in. There was a pub. Didn't need to serve coffee or tea. They went upstairs in the flat, made us tea. Stood by the bar. We did, and we were going to pay them. He said, "Don't be silly. We don't expect you to pay." Sat down, served us everything. I'd just like to thank them for the hospitality. I think it was brilliant.
And that was at the Britannia, was it?
It was, yeah. And that's what we expected in Browns, but unfortunately we couldn't get it.
David, how did it make you and your colleagues feel when you were refused entry?
You just don't know what to say. Absolute disgust first, and we went back down, told everyone, and it wasn't a good feeling. But you need people that obviously support you, and the majority of them was just that. Unfortunately, we went in that place, and they wasn't behind us in a way. That's where it made us feel.
David, there has been a call for a boycott of the bar. Do you think that should happen?
I do. I do. I'm not gonna lie. I really do, because this policy which I wouldn't mind seeing, where it states why shouldn't you serve people in uniform. And if give us the explanation when we was in there. We're not going to serve you because you're in fatigues. I understand they've come out and made an apology, but it's not good enough.
And do you think that the response that you've had from Coventry has been double-edged, really, hasn't it? What do you feel about the welcome you've had in Coventry?
I wouldn't let that place, Browns, have a dampener on the hospitality, the love, and everything we were shown in Coventry, because I was just in awe. We went in the morning. We walked at the cathedral. That place was amazing, and the people of Coventry, apart from obviously the Browns, everyone who passers by standing and watching after the cathedral, everything, the whole procedure, which was unfortunate. It was just made so much easier by the people of Coventry, and I don't want that place to let anyone think, right, we've done them an injustice, because Coventry are absolutely amazing. Being a Welshman, that's hard for me to say.
I can tell. Yeah. Having said that, David, there's been an amazing response to this. 30,000 yeah. people are talking about it on Facebook. How do you feel about that?
The lad who set up the page, emailed me as well, and he said, "I hope you don't mind." And I was like, "Don't be silly." The response from Facebook's been unbelievable. I think this morning, my boss said there's over like 35,000 followers, and it was only set up yesterday, I believe. But I think it's absolutely amazing. Mm. It is the support behind our troops, not only just for yesterday, but what we do is unbelievable, and it's good to know.